Fourth group here in page 7 of the outline says that reaching maturity through suffering. The word perfection in Greek is the same word as maturity. Remember Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. Even our Lord was perfected by the Father through sufferings. To anyone who has turned to Hebrews 2 verse 10, you could read, you're in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 2 verse 10 says that the Lord, the captain of our salvation, was made perfect through what?
Sufferings.
Through sufferings. You think the Lord needs to be perfected? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Our natural thought would be, well, he's the Son of God. Does he need perfection? Do you need maturity? What do you think? Yeah, really, Son of God. Wasn't he God?
As a man.
In his status as a human being, he needs to learn. And how is he going to be perfected? Through sufferings. Don't underestimate suffering. Suffering is not just for suffering's sake. You know, no one can be mature without suffering. Really. So, suffering is not negative. You might think, oh, suffering, nobody likes suffering. You're right, nobody likes suffering. We want to escape suffering, but, you know, suffering is necessary. Not only for you as a human being, but for us as sons of God, we need sufferings to reach maturity. If you have a choice, like our brother asked, between blessing and sufferings, which would you choose? Of course, blessings. But you do not realize that suffering is a much greater blessing. So you're missing out. If you just choose blessing and leave out suffering, you're missing out the greater blessings. Shirley? You believe that? Shirley was not impressed. One day you will thank the Lord. You really praise the Lord because the normal blessing, you know, yeah, you enjoy it, but it will not make you mature. It will not perfect you. It will not bring you to maturity. But suffering is a blessing in disguise. And it's a more important way to bring the blessings of God to you that will cause you to mature spiritually. This is why it's necessary for us to change our concepts. If you don't change your concept, you will shy away from suffering. Many of us have been in the church life for quite a few years, over 40 years perhaps, 50 years maybe. And we can testify to you. It is really the sufferings that perfect us, that even expose a lot of things within our heart. In Psalm 120, you have a lot of problems, which is individual problems like lying lips and deceitful tongues. And wild nature, oh, you can see all the kids, the babies, really wild and rebellious and sometimes dark. I like to show the kids sometimes when they get mad. You quickly show them what they look like. They look like a dragon on fire. And they don't love peace. You put three children together in the house. I love to have them in the house. But, you know the story. You suffer, but that suffering in Psalm 120 and onward, those are to change you personally, which is necessary. You need to learn. And this is a kind of suffering. But the suffering that the fourth category is telling us is the suffering for Zion. For the building up of the church life. And you may think you've learned a lot already as an individual until you come into the church life and you're with the saints together. Then you realize, hey, you need much more perfecting. Because you can't get along with the brothers. And when you try to coordinate together, then, oh, your opinion, you become so strong in your opinion. You think you're right. And your pride comes out. And if somebody didn't accept your opinion, you get angry. You're not happy. Or you get offended by somebody. Just for small things, you get offended. But you realize for the building work, my, these things have to go. So now you're learning to, you're being perfected, but not just for yourself, but it's for the building work. It's for the building up of Zion. Then you have persecution, like our brother was sharing. Then the enemy is trying to tear down Zion. This is terrible. You have to realize that Satan is not going to let you build up in peace. He's not going to leave you alone. He hates the church. It says here, those who hate Zion, you will be really surprised. So many people hate the church for no good reason at all. You ask them why, they don't even know why they hate the church, but they just want to stop you push you around to burn it down. You know, let's go to Psalm 137 concerning Babylon. Babylon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom. In verse 7, the day of Jerusalem, during the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. The enemy is not going to stop until even the foundation stone is all torn down. Satan hates the church. He cannot prevent you from being saved, receiving the Lord. But after you receive the Lord, He's going to do everything to prevent you from building up Zion, because He knows when Zion is built up, that's His end. That's His very end. Yep. When the Lord comes and Zion is built, He's going to be chained for 1,000 years in a bottomless pit. He knew very well what's going to happen. So He hates the church. And our flesh hates the church. So, we need the sufferings to save us, to expose us, to show us what our true nature, the deeper problem of our nature, right? The hidden problem in the self, right? It will be exposed. It will be exposed. So, Psalm 129 says, many a times they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, many a times they have afflicted me from my youth. It's the same as had it not been that the Lord is for us, let Israel say. At this point, you have to fully realize, not just a little bit. That's why it's repeated twice. It's repeated twice. The enemy is not going to stop. They're going to continue to plow. Right? But this suffering, beginning in verse 5, is, let all those who hate Zion be put ashamed and turned back, showing that this working of the enemy is to destroy Zion. It is to hinder us from building up Zion. So the enemy would do everything he could to destroy the church. When I first started to serve the Lord full time and fully realize the preciousness of the church, I thought, wonderful, now we're going to finish the job. Let's do it. Go ahead and do it. At that time, I didn't realize that we were going to go through fire. We're going to go through so much sufferings and so much difficulties. And, you know, even in nightmares, I wouldn't have dreamed about such things that went on in a church life. But looking back, I am really thankful. You know, I really thank the Lord. There was no bitterness in me. I wasn't mad at this and that person, and what they did and what he did and what he did. In fact, I'm very thankful there was such a person, because he helped me to enter into the kingdom. That doesn't mean that I will say, God bless you. It says, don't say, God bless you. No, I'm not going to say, God bless you, but I don't hate them. They hate me, but I don't hate them. Did the Lord hate anyone when he was on this earth? Did the Lord, when he was hanging on a cross, say, Father, send fire and burn them? And his disciples say that, but the Lord knew the judgment will be coming. The Lord knew. That's why the Lord wept for them. Do you weep for those people? You laugh at them. You scorn at them. You hate them back. Don't do that. There's no need for that. Please don't do that. But neither do you bless them. Neither let those who pass by say to them, the blessings of the Lord be with you. God bless, God bless. You know, Christians like to say God bless to anybody, right? Don't you say God bless just to anybody. And don't say amen so quickly. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Don't say that. We bless you in the name of the Lord. No, don't say that. But neither should you hate them. Don't react in such a way. The Lord did not react when he was on this earth, did he? Did he hate them? But the Lord exposed them. The Lord didn't bless them. The Lord did say, woe to you. But the Lord said it in a way hoping that they will repent, they will turn. Right. So we do need that. And the following Psalm 130 in the Song of Ascents, out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord, out of the depths. Because many times when you go through sufferings, something within you change. You do not just really point fingers at them, but through the sufferings the Lord is shining upon you, and you realize that, hey, you know, we are the same. We are the same. Right. I have seen a lot who went through the sufferings, but they reacted exactly the same as the persecutors. You slap me, I slap you back. You hit me once, I hit you twice. You drop one bomb, I drop two. How about that? And so you can realize it was fighting you and fighting there and end up suing one another. You sue me, I sue you back. Don't do that. Do not react. In a way, you should be thankful. One time, I met a brother who was on whosever side he was. And I told him, please, if you see brother so-and-so, say, John So said, thank you. Thank you. Because through his behavior, I gain access to the kingdom. Hey, blessed are those who are persecuted, right? If nobody persecute me, I'm not blessed. So, if somebody persecutes you, what would you say?
Thank you.
You got it. Praise the Lord. Eman learns quickly. Yes, because the Lord said, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake, for theirs is the kingdom. So how else are you going to enter into the kingdom faster? Praise the Lord. So there's some use for Satan. You know. Without him. You know why the Lord didn't just get rid of Satan? It would be very easy for the Lord to get rid of Satan, right? just blow a little bit and he'll land it in the lake of fire. Wouldn't it be easy for the Lord to do that? Why did he keep them around? For our sake. Otherwise, who's going to give you trouble? There won't be any troublemaker. There's no troublemaker. We don't have any chance to mature in life. So don't run away from trouble. And don't make trouble either. We are a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Right? So don't you quit. Don't you run away. You just say thank you. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful lesson to learn. You know, I must testify to you. I have learned so much in my life. Much more than the positive things that happened to me. I have learned so much lessons which I could not have learned otherwise through all this troubles and persecution. People say, oh, he has leprosy, don't touch him. Leprosy. And then suddenly I realize, I said, yes, Lord, I have leprosy. I'm a man full of sin. I'm a sinful person. So, he's right. I'm leprous. Praise the Lord. Thank you for telling me the truth. But I want to tell you, I'm a leprous that's cleansed by the Lord. How about your leprosy? So, why should I be mad if somebody says I'm leprous? You know, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, oh, Lord, who could stand? I would like to point my finger. Look what he did. But, Lord, what about me? What about me? Save me, Lord Jesus. Right. Who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you. That you may be feared. So, You have to learn to fear the Lord. And if I see somebody like that, I say, Lord, save me from being like that. I don't want to be like that. Because I have the potential to be like that. Don't you? You go near to somebody with tuberculosis or SARS or I don't know what. You will catch the same virus because you're prone to it. You're prone to it. We all have the flesh, so don't think you will not be like that. You should say, Lord, save me. Save me. Because whatever you saw in others, it could very well happen to you. Let me read to you one verse in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Let's all read it. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, in what kind of trespass? Not just a terrible trespass, in any trespass. You who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of, are you sure? Not in the spirit of, I'm better than thou. I'm better than thou. I'm better than you. If you have such a spirit, you cannot help anybody. How can you help the spirit? How can you have a spirit of meekness? Here, gentleness means meekness. Meekness. It's more than just gentleness. In a spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted likewise. Because we all have the flesh and will be the same. Who knows, maybe you're next. Don't think you will not become like that. You might be the next one. And then what are you going to do? You're so proud dealing with this person. Next thing you know, you're doing the same thing. Or what's going to happen? And who is going to be meek towards you? You cannot help anyone if you don't have a meek spirit. If you're proud, you think, I'm better than thou, you know. You think you'll never be like that. You're so spiritual, you can never fall. I've never seen anybody that is so spiritual that he would never fall, except the Lord Jesus is the only one. That's why the end of this 3 Psalms, this group, is to deal with your pride. Right? Anyone who has gone through a lot of sufferings would be very hard to be proud. But if you have not gone through enough sufferings, you still think you're so great. you still think you're perfect. You're wonderful. Everybody else is there and I'm up here. So, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Right. So here in Psalm 128, let's go back to Psalm 130. Right. But there is forgiveness with you, and our helping anyone is they will receive forgiveness. Amen. Instead of condemnation. Right. that we may all learn to fear the Lord. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word do I hope. You remember the waiting, right? Now it is a much longer, a much more meaningful waiting. It's more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. You know, if you're watching for the morning, you cannot sleep. Have you experienced not sleeping, Shirley? If you cannot sleep, my, the night seems to be so long. Right? Isn't it true? If you sleep, you open your eyes, wow, it's already 8 o'clock, you jump out of bed. But if you cannot sleep, you keep on looking at the watch. Oh, you thought an hour is gone, it's just 15 minutes. Oh, no. So you just wait. Look at the watch. Oh, no. It seems the night is so long. And you're hoping and waiting that the sun would rise. Right. So if you're going through trouble, and going through persecution, and going through difficulties, and waiting upon the Lord, it does seem that it's long. But actually, it's not that long. It just seems long. Okay? Praise the Lord. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is much mercy. Amen. With Him there is abundant redemption, and He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Amen. Let's have a break.